The bedrock of every religion is that of belief. If a person doesn't believe in God, there's nothing else to talk about. It's so fundamental that if you type the words belief in God into a Google search, there are 216 million results that come up. Now, if you were walking and someone stopped you on the street and asked you if you believe in God, aside from, of course, it being really strange for a person to do that to you, but once you're past that and you were to take the question at face value, and someone says, do you believe in God? I think all of us would respond, yeah, I do. But there's a lot more nuance to understand when it comes to emunah. Because one of the things that dawned upon me, I think a few years ago, was that there are a lot of svarim about emunah. And these svarim, though, aren't just about, when someone writes hundreds of pages about emunah, it's not just, does God exist or not? But it's much more, there's a lot more depth to it. And the Midrash records a debate about how old Avraham Avinu was when he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he believed in a God. And one opinion says that he was a three-year-old kid. He was a little boy. And for this understanding, of course, is that a three-year-old, that's when you start really thinking of anything remotely sophisticated. So not real sophistication, but you start thinking. And a little three-year-old kid, Avraham Avinu, as a three-year-old, was able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other opinion says, no, he wasn't three. He was 40 years old. He was a grown man when he recognized God. He grew up in the house of his father, who was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, and that's what he did. Then he got to the age of 40, and he matured. Now, Rav Chaim Jachter, in his Sefer, Reasons to Believe, asks, why does it matter if Avram discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the age of 3 or the age of 40? This debate seems like it's just so unimportant. It's something of the past. We know Avram believed in God, so it doesn't matter when it was. And he suggests that the opinions are debating the ideal type of emunah, of belief in Hashem. The opinion that says that Avram Avinu's belief was at the age of 3, it's the fact that that concept of what's called emunah pshuta, of simple belief, just the knowing, the fact that God exists, that is the ideal form of emunah. It doesn't mean that it's simple and that it's a low level. On the contrary, it's in a certain sense a very high level, and that's what this person's saying. So, for example, if someone were to ask you, is the sky blue? You'd say, yeah, the sky is blue. We believe that 100%. I don't. I assume many of you do not, but some of you might. I don't know the science behind why the sky is blue, but I know the sky is blue. But the opinion that says that Avram was 40 years old, he holds that it's about emunah sichlius. It's about a real sophistication of emunah and thinking through and having a rational approach and philosophical understanding to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. It's not just knowing that the sky is blue, but it's knowing why the sky is blue and knowing 100% the sky is blue because of this. And I've thought it through and I understand it totally. And the Rambam presents a compromise approach to this issue. He argues that Avram began to recognize Hashem at the age of 3, but he didn't reach a conclusion until he reached the age of 40. And the Rambam sees great value in the emunah pshuta of the very young child. However, emunah is able to reach its climax later on in life, when a person really thinks it through. When I speak to students, certainly people growing up in this generation, so it's everything is visual. Everything is about what you see. We have screens in front of us at all times. There are many, many articles related to how many hours a person spends behind a screen in a day. And it's no shock that because of that, I think that's one of the reasons why it's harder for some people to believe in a God that they can't see. Because constantly we go around looking at things all day. When I speak to students about emunah, I like to present with them that it's not just a black or white issue. It's not a yes, I believe, or no, I don't believe. But it's actually nuanced, and I like to present it in the following dilemma. Imagine if you have $100,000 in your bank account, and you were able to wager, able to bet on whether Hashem exists. And think about it. Now, I want you to actually think about it right now. How much would you bet that Hashem exists? If you bet $0. If you are an atheist and you say, I know that God doesn't exist, then you should bet nothing. And therefore, you won't win anything, but you won't lose anything. And if you are the greatest tzaddik in the world, you would bet in a second, in a heartbeat, you'd bet $100,000. I'd bet everything because I know God exists. But for many people, it would be somewhere in the middle. It's, you know, I kind of believe in God, but I'm not so sure. Maybe that person would bet $5,000 out of the $100,000. Or a person would say, you know, I really do believe, but I'm not positive. I'll put down $50,000 or $70,000. But if God doesn't exist, I don't want to lose everything. And as we grow in life and as we grow in our emunah, we're able to feel more confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Specifically, when I speak to students, I don't like to use the word proof because I don't think that we can prove God. There are points of evidence to God's existence. This is not chas v'shalom blasphemous. I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. But it's very, very difficult to prove. And all the different types of forms of proof, someone could say, you know, I don't see that. I don't feel that. And it has to be where it's internal. Where a person could sometimes, and we've all either thought of this ourselves, and I certainly heard it, where someone will say, like, I've read all the stuff, I know all the answers, but it doesn't make sense. I still don't believe. I still don't agree. And it takes a lot of time for a person to develop their emunah. And that's why there are hundreds of pages on Sfarim of emunah. Because it's not just about do you believe or do you not believe, but it's about strengthening our belief. It's much more important. And Rav Volbi, the great Rav Volbi, who wrote Ali Shor, he went to his Rebbe, Rav Yeruchim Lubavitz, to discuss religious issues that his students were going with, and he wanted advice from Rav Yeruchim about how to handle these issues. And towards the end of the meeting, Rav Yeruchim asked him, he turns to Rav Volbi and he says, do you believe in Hashem? And Rav Volbi was pretty surprised by the question, and he thought for a second, and he said, yes, I believe in Hashem. And they continued talking. And then a few moments later, Rav Yeruchim once again, he asked him, do you believe in Hashem? And Rav Volbi, he knows that his Rebbe is very smart. He knows that he just asked the same question and he just responded yes. So he pauses once again, thinks for even a longer time period. And he says, yes, I do. And Rav Yeruchim then said to him, now good, now go and tell that to your students. Impart that to them. The main lesson to this story could be the fact that a teacher has to believe in what they're transmitting 100%. However, I think it's also really important to realize that Rav Volbi took his Rebbe's question very seriously, and the great Rav Volbi paused for a few moments, and after contemplation was able to respond that in fact he does believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and wanted to make sure that he truly believed in the most real sense possible. And I think if any of us were stopped on the street, we would respond that we believe in Hashem. But I also think that there are times when we behave in ways that clearly indicate that we don't feel Hashem's presence in the room with us. Our emunah should grow and should be able to have a tangible feeling of Hashem's presence with us at each and every moment of our lives. That madriga can take even the holiest person like Avraham Avinu 40 years of his life to achieve. May each of us be zocha to grow and reach similar heights.